Okay.
Switch it up. Switch the pussy
287.
Up.
And guess who is late?
Late again.
Late again. I went to the bathroom, so I thought he
yeah,
was
I don't
in
know
the
where
bathroom.
The fuck Adam went.
He's looking at dresses on Depop.
He is looking for vintage fucking, I don't know, styles of dresses. Pencil skirt. Mm-hmm. I need to learn more about dresses, I just realized.
Yeah.
You know? I should take an interest in what bitches.
You don't have a good repertoire.
I don't, because I like, you know, just for making jokes. Even most of jokes is knowing things and saying them at the right time.
Exactly,
and that's what. No. Don't what like we're the assholes. You know what you? We said 11:50.
11:50 at the latest.
At the latest, and then what did you do? Disappeared yet again.
Yeah.
Late for 3 out of 4? How many have we done?
3 out of 4, I believe.
Late for 3 out of 4 episodes.
In a place. Well,
we're all in the same house. What were you up to?
I took my second shit of the day.
I haven't even done one.
I just got to be honest with our...
You know what? You know what the problem is? I come up here and we eat like shit.
Yep.
And I think, like, oh, that's the food. But really what it is a lack of water that gets me. I get fucking dehydrated.
Yeah.
And I can't, I still haven't learned the difference between hunger and thirst.
Sure.
So I eat more.
Right.
Instead of when you're thirsty? Glass.
And it dries me out, yeah.
Smart.
That's why at home I drink like 4 liters of water a day.
That's
apparently
awesome.
That's
the metric system.
That's wrong.
Nah, it seems to work well for me.
What do you mean apparently it's wrong?
They
if you overhydrate, you piss out all your nutrients and shit.
They really just changed the lying fake news New York Times trying to cancel drinking water.
I drink when I'm thirsty.
They said just drink when you're thirsty. You don't need 8 cups a day.
Yeah, well,
fuck
I drink
that.
When I'm thirsty.
You do. You feel so much better when you have a whole 8 cups.
I never
go by cup. You know the
Essentia,
the big Essentia bottles?
Yeah.
So I drink 3 of those a day.
Okay. Those are like a liter and a half.
Yeah, so yeah. 2 of them is 3, and then 3 of them is 4.5.
It's water for hot girls.
Essentia?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, misgender me?
No, you're...
You also drink Essentia.
Yeah, because I'm trying to attract.
I'm fucking piece of shit.
Why? You don't have.
I drink Essentia.
I don't think
a type
hot girls drink
water.
That water.
For a while, it was.
Eldest drinks that water.
Yeah.
He's one of the hottest girls.
He is hot. He loves that water. Pete loves that water. My friend Pete.
Essentia, a picture of my penis. I say that every time I pull that bottle out of the fridge.
Awesome.
I say that. Hey, Essentia, a picture of my penis, and I didn't hear back.
Can
from
I
you.
Get hey, a Essentia. Response? Can I see, can just tell me ballpark? What did you think? It was good or it was bad, my cock, after I sent you the picture of my penis?
Received with thanks. That'd be a funny response to a nude.
Received with thanks?
Received with thanks.
What's your go-to response when you get a nude?
I do the double tap ha-ha on it.
the question mark?
I do the question mark.
You call these titties?
Did you meant to send this to a doctor?
No one's ever sent me nudes. I've never.
You're lying.
No, never.
You're so full of shit.
Nah. So if you're out there and you're
oh, interesting. Yeah, nice move. I respect it actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic style.
I've actually never in my.
I
life.
Actually have never gotten them either. Now that I remember,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I've gotten too many. So
stop sending them to Adam. So, yeah, start sending them to me. Mm-hmm. On this beautiful Thanksgiving Eve. This is Wednesday.
Wow, Thanksgiving Eve. That's kind of the whole family's gotten back together.
Thanksgiving Eve is the tradition. What I hear is the biggest bar night of the year.
Oh, you go back home.
You go back home. You try and get pussy from the girl from high school.
Yeah,
she's married. You're like, please.
The Nicholas Sparks kind of vibe.
Please, I need this.
And getting pussy on Thanksgiving by Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you ever gotten some hometown pussy on Thanksgiving, Adam?
Seems
like a move.
I never had a pussy relationship with the hometown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go back.
Yeah.
And it's time to get pussy.
No. I never went on pussy expeditions back home.
Yeah, I never. Honestly, I've only gone out like on Thanksgiving Eve like maybe twice. I was always doing shows. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I always took it as an opportunity to do shows and see your friends.
I don't think I've ever gone home for Thanksgiving. If I go to Thanksgiving, I go to my aunt's house.
Mm.
A nice big house up in Westchester.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the spot.
That is a nice spot.
Yeah. And I don't think I can do it. I might have to stop going.
Why?
Well, because I have no self-control. Same thing as this shit here.
Right.
And like, I don't know, in the last like couple of years on Thanksgiving, I can't help myself.
You do snizz with your family?
Well, I eat too much.
Oh, yeah.
But the last year, like, it was last year or the year before that, like, someone made, like, my cousin's, like, fiance made, like, salted caramel or, like, these, like, candied pecans. Mm. And I ate so many of them that I was, like, I mean, I could feel, like, my blood sugar getting fucked up. I was, like, dizzy. And, like, my joints hurt and my head hurt. Yeah. And it was, like, I had trouble.
You were getting inflammation?
No, literally. I was having, like, trouble thinking and my heart was, like, it was, like, you know when, like, your heart, like, gets bogged down and it's missing a beat? And I just still could not stop myself.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's like I don't, like, you're like crawling through the desert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just making it worse, just eating sand.
Yep.
Or drinking salt water on a lifeboat.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, dude, I love, but that's what Thanksgiving's for. You got to fucking stuff your shit.
I can't do it, man. My literally, even now, just having like those pretzel, which I shouldn't have bought. That's on me.
It is.
The peanut butter filled pretzels.
I respect it, though.
I'm getting chest pains and shit.
Shout out to the Big Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In, where are we?
Great Barrington.
Great Barrington.
The
G-A-Y.
Big G-A-Y. What does that mean, the Big Y?
I don't know.
I mean, what does any supermarket name mean?
Key Food is it's foods. Giant.
Yeah, I play C-Town. That's always funny to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're taking our branding.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. I don't know. But we had a nice little burger lunch here. You know what? And we'll say it. Kudos to Adam.
Did you see Michael Jordan got arrested for child pornography?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that at the gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I heard
something. What kind of child pornography?
I don't know. My ear was burning.
Uh-huh.
And then I left.
You think it was Michael Jordan, the best basketball player of his generation?
That's one of
arguably all time.
That's one of the words on the street.
That's really a question, Stav, that no one asks after you hear the term child pornography. You never be like, oh, is it two chicks or guy, girl?
Yeah,
yeah. No one's like, I'm not into gay.
What style
child
of pedophile is he? Like, there's that Norm joke where he's like,
it is funny to imagine child pornography and it's a little boy knocking on a door and he's got like a pizza. There's like a little girl that's like, our TV isn't working either.
Yeah.
And he's like, you gotta mess around with the wires. It's a little sausage pizza.
Little
sausage
pizza. There's this little hairless dick coming through a personal pan pizza.
Just driving like a Power Wheels around them. Getting his dick sucked.
Adorable. Your Honor, we were making cute porn.
It was cute.
It was cute for kids.
Yeah.
What do you want these kids to jack off to? Full-grown adults?
Mm-hmm.
No. Technically, the director was 16.
Mm-hmm.
We had nothing. We were just the producers.
Yeah. Smash Kosh.
We begone. Only.
Yeah. I'm wearing Smash Kosh.
Bang Trike. Bang Tricycle. What would it be?
It's got to be a little power reel.
You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Want to make some lollipops?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you need a ride.
That was like the ultimate toy when
dude,
I was a kid.
My shit got stolen.
I
had one for 3 days.
I would always see kids on Christmas just looking out the window at these happy kids.
Yeah.
Dude,
my damn, I want a car so bad.
I had the red fucking convertible, bro. It was the best day of my life.
I wanted a Hummer H, too.
And it got stolen immediately.
My cousin had
Baltimore in like 19... This is like Baltimore in 1996. It was like when Greektown was like dog shit. Before they came in and were just like, all right.
They stole kids' toys.
They literally did. But there was like a Greek... This Greek guy was like the acting commissioner for like 6 months.
Yeah,
because
your house, there's no garage or whatever. I've been here.
Yeah. We have like a little...
It's a row house.
Yeah. And my dad just left it out for like... 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
Gone immediately. So I was so fucking sad, dude. I'm actually kind of sad.
It's like 2 weeks later, you just see like a fully grown black man driving to work. No, this is my car. He's got license plates. He's got Texas auction plates on the back.
I got the registration.
Yeah, dude. No, that was the fucking absolute Cadillac of presence. And then after that, and then one time my dad fucking he would get shit all the time randomly because he had like a big warehouse where he did, you know, his carpentry, his workshop was gigantic. It was too big actually. He's fucking stupid for keeping his overhead so high, but people would, like, when they wanted to get rid of something.
He was like a Finnish carpenter, right? He'd do, like, cabinetry and stuff.
He'd do cabinets, yeah. Cabinets and table, I mean, whatever, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, Finnish.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you needed, though. But, yeah, he was, I mean, he's a really good carpenter. I got to give him credit for that. But, so, one time, when people would get rid of big things and they had nowhere to go, they'd be, like a ping pong table or, like, they'd put it in the shop. And one time he got a Pac-Man. And we had
the cabinet.
And that's he brought it sick. Home, and it was like, dude, this rocks. Like, this
yeah, I don't best. Really fuck with arcade games. The only one I would ever really want maybe is like Time Crisis 3.
Yeah.
But if I could have anyone just to have in my house, is the Jurassic Park game, a little curtain that you sit in.
Yeah.
Jurassic
that's
Park.
That's like the full immersive experience.
You get pussy in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's just awesome.
And let's talk cabinets in a second. I want to finish the story here about my dad and what a piece of shit he was. So the Pac-Man thing. And then I get home one day, and I'm like, Pac-Man's gone. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, it's broken. We're going to take it to a guy to fix it.
He lied.
And then he's like, dude, we couldn't. It would be too expensive. And I got it. I was like, all right. Well, I was sad, but I was like, okay. And then we go to his friend's house one time.
And he has it.
And it's just there. And he clearly just, like, gave it to his friend or sold it to him or some shit. And it was just like, and I had to just look at it and be like, are you fucking... And he didn't even prepare me. Mm-hmm. It's clearly the same one. And I'm just like...
Did the friend have a kid?
He had a fucking older kid. He had like this big, fat, fucking like half American, half something going on.
You know, like, black?
Huh?
What do you mean something going on?
Just like a fucking... He was a DDR. He wasn't autistic, but he was like a fucking like loser. And he was... Like I was at the time, me and my brothers...
Hold on now. There's nothing wrong with...
I was 10 and 8.
Being a loser.
He was good at DDR.
He was like a competitive DDR, like a fat like a fat chubby like just fucking nerd who would go. He was on the cutting edge of that. The bleeding edge of those guys. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was the first type
of guy
that I knew.
Being fat, DDR is a great cheap exercise when you're
a kid. He stayed fat the whole time.
Most of those guys do.
Yeah. But anyway, this guy was like, at the time, maybe 14 or 16, and I was 10 and my brothers were 8. And it was like, we are so much more in the Pac-Man range for enjoying it. And my dad, he would do that shit all the time. He gave away a ping pong table. And we're like, oh, me and my brothers loved ping pong. And we would go, it was like, we would see my dad, we'd go, he had like an extra little zone of the shop, and he just gave it to a friend. He was just like, he wanted adult male friends more than he wanted his sons to have a good time.
Yeah, he was trying to buy other
He was a people pleaser
affection.
For real. My dad was like a fucking, like a, the way a little kid's like, yeah, whatever you guys want. But let's talk fucking cabinets. Jurassic Park. Awesome.
Yeah.
Simpsons, of course.
Yeah.
The
classic.
King.
Go beat someone. I don't really like the Simpsons game.
You don't like the Simpsons game?
No.
It's very easy.
It's boring. Yeah. It's fucking.
It's one of the easier games.
Well, you switched up.
Rampage? No. That shit's cool.
Rampage is fucking sick, dude.
Rampage was the dinosaur.
Honestly, Time Crisis. Time Crisis was the. Anytime I went to like a bowling alley and they had Time Crisis.
Yeah. Hell
stoked.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I would like get into the story too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mad Dog kidnapped Rachel.
Yeah.
That's all I really remember of it.
I was never good enough at those games. I would die immediately at Time Crisis.
Time Crisis is fucking the mechanics of it were great. They're like pedal to hide.
Yeah, it was cool, but I just suck dick at all shooting games. That's not my fucking cup of tea. I don't think I was good at a single arcade game. Now that I think about it,
I just recently played Big Buck Hunter in a bar. Yeah,
classic move.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bad at that shit. I was bad at the little NES when you had the little duck.
The duck hunter one.
Yeah.
Quick, you got to be a quick draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do the move, obviously.
Cowboy.
You would stand right next
to
the TV.
Of course, you stand right at the TV.
Yeah.
You just hit it right in the fucking head.
Damn, we should go shoot guns this week.
Let's do it. There's got to be a gun. I think I saw a gun club somewhere here.
Yeah.
But do you have to be a member to shoot guns?
You might have. They might do that thing where they make you join or something. It was weird. I remember being in Asheville, North Carolina, like years ago, and like I don't know what their law is or how it works, but they don't have like bars. You have to go to like a social club, so you have to like have a membership to a social club to drink at certain places.
In Asheville?
Yeah, or it may have been because we were doing a show there or something.
Yeah.
But I just remember that the place we went to. Like, I had to have a member vouch for me. It was like a fucking VFW.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's no way it's every bar.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking wild.
North Carolina rocks.
Yeah, dude. The fucking hills.
Yeah.
Fucking the Smoky Hill. No, is that Tennessee?
Yeah.
It's Tennessee.
Whatever, dude. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? Fuck North them. Carolina, dude.
Fuck North Carolina. On second thought.
Yeah. Fuck their little vinegary barbecue.
They got a little too big for their britches within the span of two sentences.
Fuck them. Fuck Duke. Fuck Mike Krzyzewski.
Fuck Petey Pablo.
No, now you've gone too far.
He's from North Carolina? Actually,
North Kakalaki.
North Carolina, come on.
I thought he was just naming places. I didn't realize that he was.
Take your shirt off.
I thought he was like a Tampa guy.
Wait, he's only saying North Carolina in that song. He's not saying any other place.
Let's see. Let's find out. I believe he is from... It would make a lot of sense to him to be. So if he is, then Petey Pablo, you're exempt. From Greenville. Mm. Greenville, North Carolina.
Take your shirt off.
Yep.
Greenville.
Spin it like a helicopter.
That's just like, is that the right color? You sure you named this place right? It's like a Greenland, Iceland. You know?
Yeah, kind of a fake out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. There's Blackland.
Blackville. That's what they should call Africa. They should call it Blackland. Because you got England.
Right.
You got fucking Italian land.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
You got Chinese place.
Blackland.
You do have Chinese place.
Chinese place.
Thailand.
You got Japantown.
Japantown.
And then out of nowhere, we got Africa. That sounds nothing like... Now, granted, there's a country there. They're on the right track.
Yep.
They're doing it.
Right. They're close. Yeah. There's one country.
Mm.
And, of course, we mean the Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Côte d'Ivoire. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
The Ivory Coast is a fucking sick name.
It is sick.
You just feel like there's ivory everywhere.
I kind of want to go. I want to do a little Ghana trip.
Dude, it would be awesome to go to Africa.
Africa seems like it'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
I honestly really do like Nigerian people anytime I meet them.
Oh,
they're really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They got cool names.
Yeah. Well, they're chill. They're very chill. They're very excited about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like they have that like kind of entrepreneurial.
They love college. They love
But
they love education.
Not in the way that like you know how like Persians are just they're really into fucking. They're like you know I'm starting a fucking cell phone accessory.
Nah, but
business.
you know
black BMWs.
Yeah, they're annoying. But
there's a
Nigerians are like okay. I have a new con that I am doing.
Yeah.
I am now with Quickstar.
Yeah,
and it is a scam, but it is one you do with your friends.
It is about friendship, ultimately. Yeah, whereas, Persians and fucking, they have that, like, just that Guido, Greek people have it, too, where it's, like, they want to prove they're the best, they're better than everybody, that's why they're doing it.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Nigerians seem like they're doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah, they're pure capitalists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Somalians.
I don't know about Somalians.
Pure libertarians.
Oh, yeah. Well, pirates.
Yeah.
That's the most libertarian you can be is a pirate.
Because
it's like the world is fucking, there's no rules, so I'm going to fucking go.
You're not living under a...
I'm going to steal Tom Hanks's fucking
estate
and get pussy on.
You're in international waters.
Listen to me. I am a faggot now.
I am gay now. I can't do a Tom Hanks, but he'd probably be like, no, I'm gay.
Knock, knock.
Knock, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm actually gay.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck my ass. The Hanks man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Tom Cranks.
Tom Cranks?
Mm-hmm.
He's jacking off.
I'm beating off my penis. hello? I'm trying to jack off in here.
I'm trying to jack off.
How does he talk? I don't even know.
On this road to perdition.
Yeah, nice. This road to penis.
Do you think he loves Chet?
Of course, it's a son.
I think he's proud and loves him.
Jet
from
Travolta?
A first marriage. No, Chet.
Oh, Chet.
Chet Hanks.
I thought you meant Jet Travolta.
No, he's Rita's kid.
Do you remember Jet Travolta?
He's not Rita's
kid. Oh, no, you're right. He's Rita's kid. The other kid is from a different marriage.
Do you remember Jet Travolta?
I do remember.
Yeah. He died on that island.
He died from being cuckoo.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, do you remember when you didn't know the difference between retarded and crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that guy's crazy.
Got Down syndrome.
That guy's real cool.
That guy's insane,
That
bro.
Guy's crazy.
That dude is nuts.
Dude, he's a nut.
I saw him shitting his pants.
Dude, he's fucking
That's
out of
what
his
a,
mind.
A lunatic does.
That guy is a lunatic.
That guy's wild.
Yeah. No, I think he loves him. You're right. He is Rita's kid. So that means, you know what? I just realized this. Chet is Greek.
Oh, Chet's Greek.
Because Rita's Greek.
So now you like him?
I'm back in.
I'd like to read her pussy, you know?
Yep, like a book. Yeah. Flip those lips like a book.
Breaking news. I'm sucking your pussy hole. I'm sucking
your pussy. It would be cool if you could read a pussy and every page was a guy that the lady fucked.
Now,
that wouldn't be cool.
I'd
like to know. You'd like to know?
Yeah.
You don't need to know.
And then the more pages, the more guys she fucked. So you know if she's, you know.
Yeah, but that's cool.
And look, I have nothing wrong with if my balls got every time better. I fucked, I got a wrinkle. I would like that.
Every time I fuck,
a ring on
I get a wrinkle.
Every time you fuck me in my cushy dreams, Adam, hit it.
Yeah, Adam, don't you have something to tell the people?
I'd like to tell you guys something about Cushy Dreams, which offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in the extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. bud, and pre-rolled CBD joints. Join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD and molest children.
Yeah. Nothing takes the edge off.
Join the group
after
of adults
a long
who want
day
to smoke
of,
their CBD.
After a long day of filming, Little Sausage Pizza.
That does sound like, very cute.
Like
Little Sausage Pizza sounds very cute.
Just nothing takes the edge off. Sideways, like, fitted hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Just askew.
Yeah. Yep. Nothing takes the edge off like a nice pre-roll
What
of
you
Cushy
mean
James.
You don't have money for the pizza?
It's just an 8-year-old with, like, a huge dick.
He's got an adult's pizza, Your Honor. An adult's penis, Your Honor. Yeah. This should be legal.
From a close-up, you couldn't tell.
It's just that's a little, like, stick. Lunchables pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what you want to smoke when you're filming child pornography.
Looks like high quality marijuana, feels like high quality marijuana, tastes like high quality marijuana. CBD content up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game. And their attention to detail is noticeable.
Like none other, you
might
say.
Like none other, yeah. You can notice it in every beautiful flower.
I love when I'm smoking fake weed.
Yeah.
And I can't help but stop to notice the attention to detail.
About how beautiful it is.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's incredible. So they have independent lab testing. It's grown in California. It's the good shit, folks. Mm-hmm. This is the good stuff.
The really good
and
shit.
And every batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee the maximum freshness and preserve the flavor. And you know what? Cannabinoids.
I love cannabinoids.
You know, people
I love
talk about cannabinoids. Yeah. So I don't want to lose the cannabinoids.
Delta 9 mongoloid THC.
That's right, dude. This is the same stuff.
You smoke this shit, you get retorted.
Yeah. We got the shit the retards got.
How do you think
they psychos.
Get, how do you think they get so goofy? They're smoking Cushy Dreams.
Yo, only retards know about this. It's 100% hand-trimmed by...
Professionals.
Sorry, I've lost my spot.
In the field.
By professionals, experts, compliance testers, and never machine trimmed.
No, this is not some kind of bullshit, fucking manufactured by robot bullshit.
No,
these are real people.
Yeah.
Handpicking this shit, finding only the best nugs.
Real adults.
Of flower.
So basically, here's the deal, guys.
It's so funny calling CBD flower. Like, it's already pretty fucking stupid calling weed flower.
Yeah.
And then when you start talking about CBD. Yeah. fuck. Anyway.
I don't even understand why you get that, not just the pre-rolls.
Yeah, some people like to put it in like to mix and make a blend.
Oh, dude.
That's right. And a spliff. So
what is it supposed to do, like, cut down your regular weed?
I will say, no joke, when I quit weed, because I was like, I'm smoking too much weed, and I'm probably going to relapse on this cabin
Can't
trip
wait.
Because we're near a dispensary, and we're going to get bored, we're going to start doing drugs. And all
yeah, there's no
stuff.
Cell phone service up here, so all you can do is get and like smoke weed and go to that burger place.
Yeah, which was good, by the way.
It was good.
But, and we don't have cocaine this time, right?
And we're gonna go rewatch...
We have cocaine.
Yeah. We're going to go rewatch the James Bond movie, which Adam now insists that he said on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
We do.
Because Adam insisted that he loves...
No, we can talk about it on the show because this is going to be a rare dub.
Let's just go ahead and finish The Cushy Dreams ad, Adam.
So basically, they have two different products that they sell. They sell a CBD flower and a pre-roll CBD joint. Mm-hmm. And each of these products, the CBD flower comes in a 3.5-gram tin, which is nitrogen-sealed for optimal freshness. And you can mix it with anything else you like to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They have three lines of
like
in order
pull.
Of quality, like Private Reserve, Ultra Premium, and Premium.
Wow.
And I don't know... It says in order of quality. I don't know if Private Reserve or Premium. Or
you're going to have to smoke all three to find out, fellas.
Ultra Premium is probably better than Premium. So
it would,
Private
it would
Reserve,
stand
that
to
sounds
logic.
Like what a... Yeah, I guess Private Reserve is the nicest one. That's what a... I don't know, gentlemen smoke. Anyway, so you have Relax, Peace, Create, Hustle, Energy, Dream. These are the six different strain-specific full flower cans that... will cater to your different moods of the day. They also have bitch drama.
Yep. They have fucked up whore.
Whore.
They have whore. You smoke whore, your pussy opens up or your butthole.
Yeah.
It's basically, that's that one's actually just poppers.
Uh-huh.
If you get hole, or what do we say, whore? If you
hole.
Get, or hole.
They have
it's hole. Actually,
they
have hole
another
and
strain.
Whore.
They have another strain called hole.
And it just turns you into a little fucking sissy slut.
Yeah.
That one's for guys that want to turn into girls. Slut or whore is for anyone that wants to fuck.
Yeah.
So,
guys can be whores too.
Guys can be whores too.
So,
and guys can be holes too.
So,
the
pre rolls are 1 gram, a full gram, and the cans are 3.5 grams, aka an eighth. So, go to cushydreams.com, spelled KUSHY, at checkout, use promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off.
Pussygives.com.
Pussygives.com.
Smoke your CBD because you can.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we're back.
And we're back, and Adam lied about liking James Bond.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, I said that
Adam
said
insists
it was bad.
That he said
the
on this show that, he
made,
loved the movie.
I literally said I cried at the end.
You said you would. See, here's how we know he's lying. Because he's going back and he's clinging on to one thing he said, which is you did say you got emotional.
Why would
at the
I
end?
Cry at the end of a movie that I didn't like?
Because it was bad, but it was the end of
no,
a chapter.
I was making,
it was the end of a chapter.
No, here,
and endings make you sad.
Okay, listen.
And
listen,
ending, and that's reasonable, by the
let
way.
Let me catch this dub.
Goodbyes are sad.
Here's this. Here's what I said.
And we were saying goodbye
I
to
said
fucking
that the, I said that
Daniel
the,
Craig.
I said that the sort of nod towards wokeness by hiring a black lady at 007
backfired. Yes.
Because... she was bad at her job and then had to give
I don't
him
understand
back
how you
number.
Have the confidence to do this after the breakfast sandwich fiasco.
No, I'm fine with that.
We listen, Nick, to be fair, we did bury the hatchet.
We buried
the hatchet.
Okay, fine. Then I don't know how you have the confidence to do this
chaos.
After the chaos.
Yes, fiasco. Yeah.
No.
There's a newer one he's done since
honestly,
then.
Honestly, that one is
and you are so lucky it happened off the show, but you're supposedly cringe.
No, we can't.
Come
we
on.
Can't.
It's too bad
you
even
can't.
For Adam. Like,
you can't.
I don't.
It's
I wanna,
one of
I'm
the
throwing
worst.
My body in front of this one.
Thank you, Stavros.
I can't.
Let me tell you this.
I
it requires
it.
Your whole body.
Yeah, it does. It's that bad of a thing.
The
oh
width
my God.
It's so
it
embarrassing.
Multiple.
I can't have Adam flagellated for this
thank
in
you.
Public. And just remember this, Adam.
I will always
okay,
remember
because
this.
Look, to be honest, but truth be told, I wouldn't say anything.
Right.
Even if you said I'm not, but I just so that...
Just so everyone knows,
I
Adam
know.
Did...
My only thing is I'm saying the luck that you had that... Because we were moments away from doing the show.
No, we weren't.
And you...
No, we weren't.
You are lucky
after
that
we
didn't
did the
come
show.
Out. You are lucky that didn't come
anyway,
out.
Anyway, yes. I said
but
something
just so
incredibly
everyone
embarrassing
knows.
And humiliating to my boys.
And not
we're
only
good
this,
boys, and we're going to keep it between the boys.
Not only that, but Adam, he said, oh, I did something so embarrassing.
I said it.
And
I
then,
knew that
hold
it was.
On, hold on. And then,
it was a little bit of a
and
brag.
Then Nick said, this is going to be like one of those things where
you
pretend
brag.
It's embarrassing, but it's a brag.
But it is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Objectively.
It is also a brag. It is exactly what Nick said was going to happen to a fucking T.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, actually.
I don't want to brag, but someone told me the other day that if Patrice O'Neill was alive, I'd be his favorite comedian.
Yeah. Then, no, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't even like, because that's not even embarrassing.
No.
Right.
That's just a fucking gay thing to say.
Yeah. Your shit is like, oh, these like four girls, they wanted to have sex with me.
And I
when we got back to their place and I busted immediately.
Right,
the first
right.
That is a letdown.
But you still
see, like, I mean, yeah. Adam.
That is like Ray Yane.
Let's move on.
You're,
before.
Inca- you're like so Ray in Yane love with yourself. You're day. Incapable.
You know what this
of,
is?
I don't love
this. You don't thing, know you what have, fucking shame is.
I literally.
Listen, Adam, you got a deal on the table from the DA, but your conduct is making him rethink it right
dude,
now, okay?
I'm signing
so let's
the
move
deal.
On.
I'm, signing the deal. I'm taking the plea, dude.
You're taking the plea?
I'm taking the plea.
I'm the only thing keeping him from you. I'm the only thing.
I wouldn't do
I
it.
I can't do hard time, dude.
Here's the reason. Here's the reason. Because I... Oh,
no,
here's
he's
why
gonna
I wouldn't
flirt. He's going to get very...
Here's why I would not...
He's going to flirt.
Very and
close.
I will.
Don't do it.
But that's my. That's my.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm an edge dancer.
No, no, because very often what you claim to do that and you just actually give it away.
Yo,
I'm an edge dancer.
I know it's
he does that all the time.
Nick can't play with matches.
No,
hear me out.
He's gonna set the house on fire.
No, we're gonna move on.
We're gonna hear me out.
Okay,
it's the only reason I'm not. The only reason I'm not saying anything.
Yeah,
is because I have the utmost faith in Adam that he will top that on the show.
That's true. And now he's leaving
at some point.
Where are you going? Where the fuck are you going?
He's just doing nothing. He's literally doing nothing. He's looking for a... what is that?
It's a thermos full
a
of
A Yeti
cum.
Bottle, yeah. It's a water bottle. That is nice. What'd you spend on that? $150?
I think it was $40.
Yeah.
And then it came with a form where they said you have to register it on their website.
I kind of wanted That's to get hilarious. A lunchbox. I was, you know, I needed a lunchbox. And I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I looked at the Yeti lunchboxes. $80.
Cool, hysterical.
And it's like, what the fuck
Suck
do you
my
think
dick.
You're
it's
doing?
A fucking lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'll take a taste of cold.
Tastes out cold.
Mmm. That's a great bottle.
It's
right
a great
there.
Bottle.
I might have to get one.
Honestly, it's the best water bottle I've
anyway.
Had. And the pour.
Excuse
pour
me,
is
but
fantastic.
We're shitting
excuse
on
Excuse me. Yeti. Don't think that you got away from the James Bond conversation either.
Okay. All I was saying was that...
Here, I'll tell you exactly.
They tried to like...
Can I tell you exactly?
They tried to appeal to wokeness and it backfired.
I'll tell you exactly what you said, okay?
What did I say?
What you said... This is exactly what you said about the movie. The opening was really good.
The opening scene is one of the
quiet,
best.
Quiet. Yes, opening was good.
Yes, Your Honor.
Opening was good. Okay, before I hold you in contempt. You said the opening was good. You said the end got you emotional because it was the end of James Bond. But that in the middle, it was quiet. But in the middle, it was bad.
No.
That's what you said when we talked.
No, the Cuba and the forest thing were really sick. The two middle sections
what,
were really
basically
sick.
Basically, what you... Oh, you're completely...
And
basically, you said it was okay. You did
no,
not
I
say
really
you loved it.
It.
You did not say you loved it.
Why would I lie about really liking it? Because Nick
Why
says
would you
that
lie
else...
about reading chaos.
Right. Well, exactly.
That's
exactly. Thank you. It's
that's
not
different.
It's not.
It doesn't make
different.
It's
like
it, is a
like...
it is a shitty beach read.
You know why, Adam? Yeah.
That
you know...
two people you're friends with read.
You know why? Because of that fucking thing about the scorpion and the fucking frog. Uh-huh. You're a scorpion, motherfucker. It doesn't make any sense. The scorpion killed himself.
That's
he stung the frog. And that's you.
That's a trope. You're
you
troping.
Fucking lie. You lie for weird little reasons. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the
listen.
Central things of your personality.
It's your, no. You really are just a constant liar.
And not for anything liar. Huge. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. It usually is something stupid and inconsequential.
Right.
Because you're a good guy, but you love to lie. Mm-hmm. So you get it out of your system with
listen,
things that don't matter.
I know
matter.
That Joe Rogan's really into chaos, and I didn't want him, if he was listening, to think that I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's not even like an impressive
Dude,
book.
Honestly, on the way up here, Maya was like, I told my friend about it.
Put the timestamp on it.
No one knows your name.
I think I said it the other day. And she's like, you should listen to the audiobook of Chaos on the way up.
That would be funny.
Then give a book report.
That would be funny. You should have done that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, for some reason, since we last did the episode, you have upgraded
you
your belief.
You claimed that I didn't like James Bond.
That you didn't. You today you said you loved it. As if
I
it was
really
a great
it.
Movie from time from start
no,
to finish.
No, I said that the two movies that I've seen at the theater by us are Dune and James Bond. I liked both of them a lot.
You said you loved
You said
it.
You now you're even now you're lying about the thing
you
said to
you,
our face
and that's
an hour
and Adam,
the difference. People say they
No,
love.
See this is I mean incredible. Cuz
<Now, wait,
yeah,
laughs>
what's
now
the difference between liked and loved? Because what you said was it was okay. And it was kind of shitty, but whatever. It had a couple good parts. And you upgraded that to love at the burger place. Now you're trying to walk it back to like because like
I'll,
is closer.
I'll stand by love,
is
dude.
Closer
and
to
having,
what you said
having
the first
known
time.
You,
I'll stand
having
by love.
Known you for
I'll
years,
stand by love.
Having known you for a decade now,
I'm going back to love.
I can tell you, I know my head immediately. I heard that and I said, something's up.
Yes.
Why did you smell bullshit on that? It's a James Bond.
Adam, something happened. No, I had the same reaction. I was like,
something happened. And then but my mind immediately goes to which one of our friends that you respect more.
Yes,
told you they loved
that
it.
Was really good.
That you had to retcon your opinion.
First of all,
and I will say this:
I respect
Adam.
More than the two people that are in this room.
The only person I know, the only person I know that said that they loved the movie was Sean.
You told me
that you saw him.
This is good. This is a nice piece of evidence.
I didn't walk up and say, hey, did you see James Bond?
Because you claim you didn't know that guy. I don't know the guy we're talking about here.
Sean.
Your friend Sean. You claim that you don't know that he said that. So all we have to prove now is that Sean told him that it
was
good.
Call him right now. Let's get him on the line.
And that will, and you have hung yourself there.
I'm happy. This is going to be a rare dub for me.
I'll say this. I didn't think like Nick thought, right? Nick, you're 100% correct about it. All I know
is
that
you said... I'm just a good
cop.
That's all I am.
No, Nick is going back to...
I'm just a good cop.
Well, here's the thing. You're the seasoned detective. I'm new on the force. I heard love... Something went wrong. I was like, no, that's not what you said.
No, last time. Nick is Denzel.
I was
you're
confused.
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
that's
gonna make
true.
You smoke cess.
That's true. That's true. That is me. Yeah, that is me and Nick.
King Kong ain't got shit on you.
You just absolutely look. Here's what I'm willing to bet my life on.
That
you
I don't
upgraded
love
your
no
opinion
time to die.
Of up, No Time to Die since the time we talked about
really,
it last.
Okay.
I guarantee you did that.
I probably said I loved The Burger Place. I really had fun seeing it, and I enjoyed going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a modifier of love?
You keep shifting around.
Say, Adam,
no
Adam
shift.
You're like one of those watches that see through,
no
so the gears are all visible.
Why is this an interrogation?
You shifted because you
said
it was
it's
weird.
Such a lukewarm. What is
it?
It weird
was weird
to say
that
I
you
love James Bond.
Yes, because you didn't say you loved it.
No,
you said it was just okay last time.
Here's the thing, Adam. No. You have to
and
understand.
Maybe even that it was bad. I don't remember.
You don't have opinions. You have aesthetic
have
choices that
opinion.
You make that reflect on you.
I have plenty.
So anytime
of
you say you like or don't like something, it has nothing to do with your emotional relation to the underlying
that's right.
thing.
It only
has to do with your emotional relationship to yourself.
Mm.
Okay.
So I can't vouch for that. Yeah. All I can say, I don't
empty,
know. It makes
I am
sense.
Empty,
it's maybe a hyper.
I'm a husk.
No, you're a good person that cares about your friends.
No, I'm a sponge.
You have good.
I absorb.
You do
aesthetics.
Absorb. You're definitely an absorber.
I absorb.
We've
aesthetics.
Seen it time after time. Don't let me go back to the case of O'Brien versus Friedland, where you did his
here's
bit.
Here's the thing.
You did his bit the next episode.
Here's the thing. Adam genuinely enjoys his life, so he doesn't need to enjoy things.
There's a lot of
so
things
it's really,
I don't
there's
enjoy.
Not a, like a piece of art isn't going to elevate him out of the doldrums.
You're insulting and complimenting.
I think you're taking it, I think you're a little too extreme in your.
You don't think I can interact with a single piece
but I
of
think
art
you're
that
on
me,
to something.
Has any affect
frankly,
on me.
Frankly?
No.
No.
I think and I will say this, Adam. I think you I think you 25% do and 75% don't. Yeah. I think Nick is right 3/4 of the time. So I'm gonna give you a more charitable reading on it. But I do think he's on to something.
I'm capable of it.
No, you'll sit there, you'll sit there and watch Come and See, and you'll think I'm gonna be a guy that likes this movie. What a beautiful day it is outside.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you
yeah.
mean?
I'm gonna have a piece of expensive toast.
That movie put me in a terrible mood.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. It was fucking. That's one of the heaviest movies I've ever seen.
That's what you texted everyone you know whose opinion you respect after you saw it.
Yeah, that movie is heavy.
To let them know that you felt that way after watching the movie.
No, you
probably during the first 5 minutes of the movie you started texting.
Pretty slapping 5 minutes.
And a check box was checked.
No, you're right.
Your
you know what it is? It's the way you used to do like reading for like college class, where you're like, I need 3 things for discussion.
3 things.
And I'm not going to read the whole
thing.
And
you read the intro.
You read the intro.
The
you go to a random part. You read the conclusion. 100%. That's how you interact with art. Because everything is about the discussion that you're going to have next time.
It's not
every. I said 25-75. I might bump it to 40-60. But it's more that
there are a lot of things
other.
That I love, not at, completely independent of social pressure. I object
but,
to this.
Okay, that's true. There are a lot. But there's more that you like because of social
this
pressure.
Is badass.
It is cool.
The hook.
Yeah. The hook I get a lot of use out of that thing.
What do you use it for?
Puts it in his ass and digs around.
Stringing shoes.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
Good for that.
Oh,
that's yeah, I'm surprised because I don't even know what it is, but it's had a lot of uses.
I've never actually.
That's the
seen
best kind
before.
Of tool.
Yeah,
we can't exactly.
Dude, I've said it before on the show, but like a girl I was dating got me a Swiss Army knife years ago, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like you're checking out somewhere, and you're like, "And I've now I have two of them."
You're a Swiss Army knife guy now.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can't live without it. It's not, how often I use a Swiss?
You need knife. Your tools.
Yeah, it's a Swiss Army knife.
Respect.
This is like a chisel thing?
I think it's a screwdriver, Adam.
Let me see.
It's a flathead screwdriver.
Yeah.
Mm. Smart.
How did you get the legs on the TV, by the way?
I went into the family's garage and found a Phillips head screwdriver. Ratcheting screwdriver.
Very nicely done, brother.
I love when it ratchets. You
the
feel
ratchet
like a
feels
badass.
Fucking good.
Yeah, you feel like you're a union man.
It feels
you know
really
I,
good.
You know what I've never been able to find, but is a tool in the movie... Ghost Dog Way the Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one of those screwdrivers because he steals a license plate
mm-hmm.
where it goes on the screw and you just push it in and out and it like the,
oh, yeah.
the lateral movement makes the thing
Whoa.
Spin. So you can just do it real quick and it just pulls the... And he steals a license plate.
My dad had one of those because he had all these fucking tools.
Yeah, I never see one of those.
It was fun to fuck around with
that. What's the advantage of that?
So you can steal a license plate.
It's faster
tight,
than,
tight squeeze.
Than
a ratcheting screwdriver.
Tight squeeze if you can't like... Turn
yeah.
your shit.
You push.
Pushing is a lot easier than turning.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you get more leverage.
And
yeah.
why don't we talk about Super Organics?
All right, nice. Okay.
And don't forget to mention Super Organics. They have a Delta 8 product now that's on a different website that I forgot to call the guy back to get the name of the website.
And maybe.
Once again.
Maybe.
But it'll probably be linked.
You won't have it on next week's episode, but maybe the week after or
yep.
the week after that you might hear about it.
All right, so basically the URL is getsuperleaf.com/.
That's an awesome place to start.
So let's start off with the URL. This is the Super Speciosa ad read. That's what it says at the top. Speciosa is pronounced Speciosa.
You're getting
dude, honestly, it is so fun because I talked to this guy on the phone
uh-huh.
recently, and he was like, yeah, we're launching a Delta 8 thing. And he's like, so.
What's Delta 8?
It's well, it's beautiful. It's like a
yeah,
it's a legal type
it's basically
of THC.
Because I or Delta 9.
Oh, it's legal
but
weed.
It's either Delta 8 or Delta 9.
Delta 8.
But it's not like spice. Because
Delta 9 is the one that's just weed. And Delta 8 is the one that's.
I've taken Delta 8 edibles. It's weed.
Yeah.
It's 100% weed.
It's yeah, that's
like,
what he said.
It's just one little thing is different.
I don't know what it is, bro, but you can buy it at bodegas. Mm-hmm. And there was one when I was truly addicted to weed. In early, because I was like the beginning part of the tour, I was just getting so fucked up,
yeah.
and I needed massive amounts of edibles to get me.
Well, Super Specials, they told me they're changing the name of the company. I still have no idea what the name of the company is.
It's not Super Specials.
Well,
which honestly, I kind of like because it's sort of like an anti-branding sort of
which
thing.
Which I like about.
Well, they,
it, yes.
it's not anti-branding. It's just
well, it's, it gives me like it gives me
brand.
Like
about the product.
It gives me like Asian market vibes, you
yeah.
know, where their companies
yes,
are like
yes.
Super Good Time, Good Luck LLC, Number One,
right.
Big Stuff, Good
right.
Guy,
right.
Happy Dragon.
Yep, and it's the same product. And the next day you come back and it's completely different.
Completely
box.
Different. But I'll tell you, I mean, look, it's drugs.
The
so
important thing is
it
that
is drugs.
The URL is getsuperleaf.com/com.
Get Superleaf, and hopefully they have a little web ring or something. Remember those? And then you can click on.
What are those?
It used to be a thing. Websites that would be in web rings, so the bottom of them you could hit next, and it would take
oh,
you
yeah.
to a completely different website.
Other links,
other
oh,
like
wow.
you know, like
you would
sister,
link to your friends.
Yeah, sister websites
to help your traffic.
That's when the internet was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, well, I don't know if those days it was fun.
That's fun. You just go to a new place, you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you remember what was the website? It was like that, where you just like hit a button and it would take you to a random website.
I don't know.
Well, there's a
I was not. I didn't have the internet back then.
Kratom gives your whole
no,
body
this was,
energy.
This was like 2011, 2012.
But for some people, it's like coffee for your cock.
Or, I don't remember. Like, so what
vagina.
Kind of wait? What kind of websites are we talking?
I'm trying to remember the name. It was a website that like girls would use. It would like you clicked a button and it would just take you to some.
Lemmefuckstav.com?
Yeah.
It would just take you to a random website. Stumble upon.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, that was in the. Oh damn! You just fucking opened something up in my mind. That was the Tumblr porn days.
Yeah,
where you would like jack off to
mentally
fuck yeah
ill women.
Brazilian women .tumblr.com
mm-hmm.
or fuck yeah black. It was everything
yeah,
was fuck yeah
see,
something.
You don't get that anymore.
I love that.
You have
that
to,
was
like,
a great
log
time
in to Tumblr.
Yeah, they took the porn off Tumblr.
They took the the porno.
Dude, that was a fucking awesome era. Probably. Oh, dude, you just transported me back in my house. Do this fucking gay ass read and let's fucking talk about jacking off.
Are you an aging millennial? Do you have new aches and pains? Kratom is great for pain relief. If you hurt your back, pull a muscle from all that fucking, unwind with a glass of Kratom tea.
Yep.
If you're only jerking it and you develop a wrist injury and you need a little bit more push to get to Cumtown, Super Speciosa's Kratom will get you there. Kratom is the secret supplement that influencers don't want you to know about. Why are they hoarding it? Why are they hoarding it for themselves? There should be a comma there.
Right.
Kratom is a great pre-workout. It helps you write jokes. I imagine this is why you, the listener, are so damn funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kratom is a super leaf. Its cousin coffee is just brown water. That's right, you fucking pussy coffee.
You wouldn't drink coffee?
What do you drink, fucking
poo? Hey, look at this. This over here, cousin coffee.
Cousin coffee.
Cousin coffee.
Oh, my cousin.
Let's give the over there the microphone.
Good motherfucking cousin coffee.
I would once again suggest that everyone tries Kratom instead of my stinky brown water.
Right. No one wants brown water.
Super Speciosa's Kratom is 100% all natural. One ingredient, Kratom leaf. Kratom can help improve your mood, deliver energy, and reduce pain. Kratom helps people feel better, and it's also used to relieve stress and take the edge off.
Yes, sir.
So Super Speciosa wants you to go to come again with an unlimited use of their 20% off promo code.
Mm-hmm.
Promo code Cumtown. So go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown for 20% off your entire order.
Yes, sir.
That's getsuperleaf.com/cumtown. Promo code Cumtown for 20% off.
Yes.
And let's
got it. And don't forget their Delta 8 on some weird website. And also come see me. This is Thanksgiving, so I'm happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to be in Los Angeles taping my special, and I'm probably going to have some LA area shows. Mm-hmm. The special's probably sold out by now, but there's some LA area shows before and after that I'm going to do.
I'm also going to tape a special that I didn't prepare for this at all special.
That'd be good.
And
that'd
it's a straight-up hour of...
You should know. Do the first time you do stand-up.
First time back.
And just tape it. It would be funny.
Yeah, one night only.
And it's called This Can't Be Any Shittier Than Anything All The... You know,
the women
are putting it.
Yeah,
at least I'm not a woman.
At least I'm not some dumb
live
bitch.
In Delaware. At least I'm not a woman.
One of my best lines. This is just a thing an old man says.
Yeah, and I also want to say, come see me in Boston, December 9th through the 11th. Oh, I might do a Baltimore warm up show. Hopefully that's sold out.
Homecoming.
But anyway,
we're at
M&T Bank Stadium.
I just know a place that Umar hooked up that I did a show one time and it was pretty good.
What place?
I don't remember. It's in some market somewhere.
Oh, okay.
They have like a little side room. It's not like a good...
Baltimore has real fun venues.
Yeah, but this is more like just like a room that we're going to put a fucking speaker in.
Yeah.
It's not like a real nice venue.
But the DIY.
I mean, it's a nice place, but it's not... It's like they usually do weddings and shit.
What was
there,
the
so
little...
nice.
What was the theater connected to Club Charles?
Fucking...
Yellow Sign?
I loved Yellow Sign. That's where me and Umar did our show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I used to love doing that show.
That was a great show, dude.
Yeah.
That was one of my highlights in comedy, doing that show.
Yeah.
Dude, Yellow Sign was fucking sick,
actually.
Yellow
Sign Theater.
Yeah. Damn, I just...
Then you hang at the bar after.
That was a great show, dude.
Yeah.
We would hang out. That was a fucking awesome night. John Waters would be in there
getting
head. Yeah, he would be from some hot young guy.
Dude, shout out to him for not moving to New York like every other gay guy, just holding it down in his small town.
A little pencil of gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should I go back, dude? If John Waters stayed.
Yeah, he's
you could easily just move back and be a local celebrity. You got enough money. You should buy like buy one of those old theaters.
Yeah, that would be sick.
And then just be a program it to have film festivals and also do a monthly show there.
Yeah,
stand up
weekly. Fuck it, who cares?
Yeah,
really could. That is
how much do you want? I wonder if you could buy like the Senator Theater and how much that would cost. I think it was sold recently because it used to be like the
Lapidary. I think the Senator's probably that's true.
And so somebody must have bought it.
Yeah, there's probably a theater,
but that'll give you an idea of how much that shit costs.
Right.
It's probably got like poison and stuff in it.
I mean, I would buy Yellow Sign.
That'd be sick.
But it's kind of small.
It is small. Oh, boys, we got a rope swing at this place.
Don't look at that.
If you guys want to push me on the swing later.
You wish.
Come on, dude.
Not going to happen, Chief.
Yeah, because the Senator was renovated in probably like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
It was like 2 million probably, what?
Oh, and I guess they're unrelated. Owners Buzz and Kathleen Cusack. And so if it was John Cusack, he's blocked all of us on Twitter.
Yeah, he blocked all of us.
Oh, dude, this sucks. You know what would have been perfect?
What?
Oh, it's the creative alliance. There was a porn theater that got sold for $30,000 in Baltimore.
Yeah.
That would be fucking sick to buy an old porn theater and turn it into just like a sweet venue. But no, I can't. I love Baltimore, but I'm a big city bastard. What can I say? I love New York. I'm going to live in Queens probably.
Portland has a real cool theater. Yeah. You remember that one?
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
Portland rocks, dude. I think my boy's going to move back there. I think I'm going to be in Portland for like four times a month, hopefully. Yeah.
I think Ian Carmel, before he moved to L.A., they had a show at some theater in Portland that I remember going to once. And
the Aladdin Theater, maybe?
I can't remember, but I remember being like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. The big old theater.
Firehouse or something like that. Anyway, who gives a fuck? yeah, dude, that is one way my life could go, and it would be awesome.
Yeah.
And also, you're not that far from New York. Right. Should I just buy an awesome house in Baltimore?
It's not that far. It's what, 3.5 hours?
The only problem is the taxes, right?
Yeah, in the city, the taxes are pretty high, but whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but you just got.
I love paying for the Baltimore Police Department. I love for some fat cocksucker from Harford County who comes in and does fucking hate crimes.
I love that
I get to pay my taxes, so he makes $200,000 a year for some reason.
Do they make a lot of money?
Yeah, dude, cops make so much money. Cops have such a
they make all their money in overtime.
They get overtime. They get everything. They're fucking and they complain. Yeah. And
you know what? I wasn't thinking of the center. I was thinking of this shit, the Boulevard Theater in Waverly.
Oh, yeah.
They're always like, I'm 2 years out from my pension.
Yeah, it's like right at 33rd and Greenmount.
I love that place, dude.
Yeah, that you could buy probably.
I probably could, man. And I like that area, too. But it's far, yeah.
Oh, never mind. This sold for 1.2.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. That's cheaper than a one-bedroom apartment in New York.
No, it's not. Mm. You get a one-bedroom in New York for cheaper than that. But it's an apartment, not a house.
Yeah.
Like we could buy an apartment right now, but it's like, I don't want to buy an apartment. I want a house.
Yeah.
I want a little garden, dude. I'm a fucking immigrant. I just want to fucking,
yeah.
I want to be in a wife beater just washing my cement.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a fucking, you know,
Patting your brow.
On the fourth story.
Yeah. With your hot wife.
Yeah, my wife too hot for
putting
me.
Putting linens on the lawn.
I need to go to Greece and find me a fucking
you
villager.
You gotta get one of those bitches.
I do.
You gotta get like the lady that Tony Soprano imagines.
I think I'm gonna go to
Southern
Greece.
Southern European ideal woman.
I think
wearing like a children's Halloween costume. Fucking
yeah.
That's
my
favorite.
Dude, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the lady in Italy. That's the mob boss.
No, the woman he hallucinates.
The woman he hallucinates.
He thinks he has lunch
staying
with
at her.
The Cusimano's babysitter.
Yeah.
She's a dental student from Italy.
Yeah. I definitely do need me a bitch like that.
She is perf.
Anyway, back to Tumblr and jacking off to it.
Mm-hmm.
F yeah, Brazilian girls was a favorite.
I just want a modest family somewhere, a nice little house, quiet. Yeah.
Okay.
Cassette problem. Nobody knows.
You're clean. And then you have like a back injury, and mm-hmm. you have a minor procedure. And he's like, just in case, I'll give you some of these.
Just going to dinner. You know, the whole family's silent. We're eating pizza. I'm clearly on drugs. Everyone mm-hmm. knows it. I'm like, isn't this great?
We're gonna remember this.
Just silent,
guys.
Looking down.
Yeah, you hold your son's hand too hard. And you're like, I love you so much.
I'm just sweating.
Yeah,
you can just feel the sweat in my hand. My hand's like just kind of it's got a tremor.
That would be awesome.
And they know I'm dying. They just wanted to be over with.
Yeah, they're just all biding their time.
There are a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, it's very funny.
60,
it's so funny. That's the thing. That's, you know, boomers don't really get credit, but they really know how to just cruise through like a supposedly middle class life, just being fucking absolute tragedies and destroying everyone around them.
Yep. And not even realizing.
Just really good at it.
They're the best at it.
And they think they're so defiant.
Just put on a happy face.
That
because of what they did in college, literally, it doesn't even
for
matter.
For 6 months.
That shows you, man. You get pussy for like 6 months and do drugs.
Your life's
they
good.
Got pussy, they got pussy monster. And did a little acid and didn't get a haircut for a year. And they're like, we changed the world.
Yeah, we were part of a social revolution.
Meanwhile, Gen Xers all like did ecstasy and had gay sex with each other. Yeah, and like, literally nothing matters.
Right, right.
Yeah. Let's just make the best music. Mm-hmm. They do have better music. Honestly, now I'm sad, but fuck the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Wow, yeah, dude. You went
gin
there.
Blossoms, Screaming Trees, Godsmack.
Wow. Wow, dude. He went there.
Yeah.
I can't. Who's a Gen? I can't think. Boomers are so clear in my mind, but who's like a Gen X person that we know that I would. That I could like.
My move. Friend Norman. You know my friend.
Okay.
Norman.
It's people in their
literally
40s
every
now.
Older comedian you're friends with, Bobby.
Those guys are Gen X?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. They're not boomers. They're not us.
How old's Bobby? 50?
Yeah, if you're 50, you're Gen X.
Is that Gen X?
It's also, too, it's one of those things where it's like, what's a zoomer? What's a millennial? Yeah, you can sort of pick.
And also, a lot of Gen X.
I pick Zoomer.
A lot of Gen X.
I pick Gen X. I'm basically your dad.
You pick Gen X?
Yeah, yeah, Adam, you're a zoomer, you
My
think?
My dad's a boomer. I'm a zoomer, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I don't care about
I'm
shit.
I'm doing dancing on TikTok.
I guess, but you know what it is? A lot of Gen X people, like, culturally picked being boomers. Even though they're younger, they're all listening to, like, I mean, a lot of them, like, listen to fucking, you know, the Beatles, shit like Zeppelin, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I think that there is a weird, I guess Gen X I think of as, like, I don't know. Like you were saying one time, Adam, like guys with their cocks pierced or whatever.
Yeah.
Leather jacket.
Yeah, having gay sex at raves.
Yeah. I think of them as pretty fucking as losers.
When there was like...
Whereas the older, the people in that age group I respect culturally are boomers.
In the early 90s, the Grateful Dead came back and they got huge, like the biggest they ever got, right before Jerry died.
Mm.
And also acid was introduced to clubs.
Interesting.
Acid house and ecstasy.
Mm.
And that's kind of their moment. Early 90s. Woodstock 94.
I see. Was there Woodstock 94?
Before the rapes. Yeah.
So they did Woodstock up until 99?
No, they did 69, 94, and 99.
Really? There was a 94?
Yeah, they brought it back for the, what is that, the
25th?
Yeah, the 25th.
Woodstock 94. I had no idea.
Yeah, Woodstock 94 was...
Oh, you hear about 99 because it's Fred Durst or whatever.
Yeah, because the rapes of 99 really take the headlines.
The rapes of 99? Who was in Woodstock 94? Now I'm interested. Oh, baby, let me suck your fucking pussy.
I was too young to know.
No, you weren't. You were 12.
In 94, I was 7.
You were 7? Damn, you're old, dude. I was only 5.
I remember having Gen X babysitters and wanting to fuck them as a little kid.
Bunch of shit I've never
like
heard of.
Like teenage girls when we were
just
little
big,
kids.
Big ass tits and a pair of flannel.
Yeah, flannel. Yeah. I always associate that flannel with those.
We girls. Got the Violent Femme, Sheryl Crow, Blues Traveler.
I think
Aphex Twin.
That's sick.
Little Louis Vega. I don't know who the fuck that is, but that's a good name. Frankie Bones. DJ Spooky.
That sounds sick, too.
Joe Cocker. Cypress Hill.
Joe Cocker came back.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Melissa Etheridge. Nine Inch Nails. Metallica. Aerosmith. God damn.
Yeah, dude. It was a good show.
Salt and Pepper. That's Primus. The Band. The Cranberries.
I think Bob Dylan played 94, but not 69.
Damn. Oh, Aerosmith was in the original Woodstock, too?
Were they?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Oh, they were at it. They went to it.
Yeah, they were at the show. Yeah, I don't think they were in the original.
Yeah. And then Sunday, the Allman Brothers Band. Bob Dylan, your boy, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Porno everyone for Pyros.
Everyone thinks he was at the first one. Or people think, but he wasn't.
Gil Scott-Heron. The Neville Brothers, Santana. Oh, yeah. Green Day, dude.
It's a big show.
Do you have the time to look at my little ass dick?
Nick was at Woodstock 94.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah, were you? You were the baby that they sucked off?
I was. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
I was just a little five-year-old guy. You guys were 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you weighed as much as...
You weighed as both of us.
As the entire elementary
school. No, I wasn't fat then.
You had a special bus that took you to school.
I got fat.
Monster truck bus.
We've been over this. I got fat in third grade
when I realized you could get milk for free, so I used my milk money to buy cupcakes. Yeah. And that was the beginning of
That's what
fat.
Did it.
It was.
That's just smart. Mm-hmm. It was smart.
So you were
honestly,
a business
you're just a smart a young man.
You were a fat cat.
I was, dude.
You were cutting deals. Mm. Well, you got to take your call, don't you?
At 1.
We got What is
we
one?
Got 12 it's 12:55.
Okay.
We could do one. Listen, we can
one big riff.
We can spoil the listeners with an extra minute this one.
Yeah. One big riff.
Or we could I could keep reading off the Wikipedia. What's
who the hell was Orville Redenbacher? This is just one of some,
right.
some airplane.
It sounds like a real
airplane
guy.
That fucked around with popcorn.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. This made a bunch of airplanes and he was like, you know what? Time to go to the movies, bitch.
Yeah.
Get your pussy out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put some corn in it and see what happens.
I think that's who he was.
And then he fucked the bitch so hard, the shit turned
popped out.
Turned into
pop,
candy.
Pop. Yeah.
So he threw
and he was
corn
like,
in
oh,
her pussy.
Shit. A done invent two things in his lifetime.
I didn't know that
he
was
called up
that.
His brother. Yeah.
Who was his brother?
I don't know. Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, he was making houses.
Orville Redenbacher and Frank Lloyd Wright invented the airplanes.
I didn't know
they're,
that.
They're the Wright brothers.
The Wright yeah. brothers. Yep. Yeah, Redenbacher's a stage name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would go on stage and fuck pussy so good it turned into popcorn. He would throw unpopped kernels in a girl's pussy, fuck it so fast it got so hot it popped.
It's the original style of popping that pussy.
Yeah, that's where popping the pussy
that's
comes
where it
from.
Comes from. Yeah. Pussy popping.
You know what? And there.
That pussy popping who invented popcorn.
There we go.
And that's a big
And
rip.
As Adam promised, one big
one
rip.
Big
rip.
One big rip.